This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
This is not and should not be a partisan issue.
Want to bet? Same concept, accepting the Medicaid expansion. Same arguments in support, but different sponsors, different committees, and different reception. Republican House Speaker Chuck Cleckley's resolution sailed through House Appropriations yesterday after Democratic Representative John Bel Edwards' resolution failed to pass out of House Health and Welfare last Thursday. Let's listen and compare. Speaker Cleckley.
These are real reforms. This is something that will be effective, and this is right-minded.
John Bel Edwards.
There is a $52 million positive fiscal impact in fiscal year 16. That's a strong case to do the right thing because it's also the fiscally responsible thing to do.
Cleckley again.
The savings is between $100 and $200 million. These are state general fund dollars that can be used for higher ed.
Edwards with Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson.
It helps you meet your goal of solving the revenue shortfall.
That frees up money to fund all of our universities, right?
Right.
Alexandria Representative Lance Harris made his position on Edwards' resolution clear.
I am a free market conservative, almost a libertarian, and you and I know that I'm not going to vote for this bill.
The Speaker's resolution, on the other hand?
Well, I think this is a real good bill.
Good bill, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker Cleckley's resolution would use the hospital fund voters approved last fall to pay the state match for Medicaid expansion. Cleckley says this is for the next administration to utilize, but the current governor cannot veto a resolution like this. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.